There's only one disease known to mankind that is entirely incurable. This disease is lethal beyond comprehension. If one, God forbid, should contract this disease, he doesn't have much time left. He should say his final goodbyes. Maybe even some video, God forbid. It's kind of harsh and hard to describe that in the world of the soul and the spiritual world, there is pretty much nothing that is so damning, so wretched that will put a nail in one's spiritual potential. We know that Barasi Yetzirah, Barasi Tira Tavlin, as bad as things are, as much as a person will struggle with any sin, any Midah, God gave us the Savior. He gave us Torah as the medicine. With enough in-depth, hardworking, diligent Torah study, you can be cured, no matter the disease, except for one. There is one Midah, one sickness that the doctors are left to say that you are inoperable. There's nothing to do. And they move you to hospice, God forbid. Parshas Metzora tells us what this is. And it's in chapter 15. When we're dealing with the different discharges that will mark a person as contaminated to various degrees. Some discharges are so impure that they may require said offerings as part of your purification process. We have a Zav, a Balkari, all the different male discharges. We have the sixth Aliyah or the seventh Aliyah this week because it's only Parshas Metzora. It's not a double Parsha that deals with the discharges of a female, a Nida, and a Zava. All the different halachos. What about people that are in the room, other people that will touch the fluid, all the different purity and impurity laws. And at the very bottom of the rungs of impurity, meaning the most light, the easiest to purify yourself from an impurity, the most kal is the Balkari. Right at the very beginning, the Balkari is someone who has this certain type of seminal emission. It's an easy one. You hit up the mikvah and purify yourself. Except there's a kind of glaring and oddity in the halachos that pertain to a Balkari. See, this male, this individual who saw this seminal emission, this discharge, while he is impure, he is unable to study Torah. The Gemara tells us, while it is very light of an impurity, you're still not allowed to study Torah. It's Gemara Masechta Brachos, Chaf Beis Amud Aleph 22a. There's a lot of machloksim, disputes, and different laws about the Balkari discussed there. Tani in the Gemara says, it says that you should teach. It's referring to Torah to your children. Uksiv Basrei, the Gemara tells us that the next pasuk, the juxtaposed verse, is Yom Asher Amadta Lefnei Hashem Elokecha Bechorev, talking about the great revelation and the giving of the Torah at Har Sinai, the day you should recall that you stood at the mountain of Horeb. And the Gemara makes a connection. These two psukim are coming to tell us a new halacha. Ma lahalon be'ema ubegira ubereses uvezia. Just like the giving of the Torah was given with fear, with seriousness, with a trembling, and with an awe. Afkan, so too here. In the teaching of the Torah, be'ema ubegira ubereses uvezia. It needs to be with a certain amount of seriousness. Torah is a serious thing. Mikan amru chachamim anu halacha, the sages taught, balkeri asurim. A balkeri, it's usur for him to study Torah. Rashi explains to us where the sages found this in this brisa. Mikan amru, says Rashi, kol hatmeim, anyone who is impure, no matter the severity of the contamination, mutarim b'torah, you can go and you can grab that life-saving pill called Torah. Sha'af heim, because they are able to, yecholim liyos be'ema uvaresas, they can still keep the seriousness needed in Torah. They can keep that proper outlook on Torah study and the vibe of Talmud Torah, you can keep it in the right seriousness. Avo Balkari, but this individual who saw this type of emission, Eino Ela Mitoch Kalos Rosh Vizachos Hadas. It only comes because of a lightness of head. Vizachos Hadas, loosely translated as kind of a loose mind. You live life in a very jester-like way. It's all good fun. And the Mesias Yesharim, we should immediately cite as the understanding to this Rashi. The Kalis Rosh, lightness, thinking that everything is all in just fun and games, is what leads a person slowly, step by step, down a path of impure thoughts, impure actions, horrible, wretched sins that you never thought that you could encroach upon. But because everything is just a joke, slowly and rather steadily, the seven steps towards apostasy become more like a slippery slope and an elevator down to the bottom floor of this parking garage. This Balkari, you know why you had this emission, this discharge? Because it's all a joke. The thoughts popping around your head, like that logo that you'll see when a computer screen goes into its screensaver mode, that it bounces off the walls, kind of the logo there. That's all going on in your head because of your inability to take life seriously. So slowly, these thoughts bouncing off of the walls of your brain, eventually they root themselves inside of your head. It becomes part of your consciousness. And then that all led you, because of your lightheadedness, your ridiculing of the serious, you're just joshing around, you led yourself to this sin. And that, this disease, lightsonus, lightheadedness, to be a jokester, witticism, quipping, is the only disease that is incurable, that is so lethal, that you have lost your one hope, which is Torah study, connection to Torah. But not this folk. Not this man. Because Torah has to be done in a certain way, and you clearly can't keep your end of the deal. So this sickness, I'm sorry, it's the end of the road. It is rather astonishing that as light as the impurity is of the Balkari, it would seem, why not give him all the hope and chances in the world for purification? But yet no, because it came about through light sonus, this one inoperable and horrible disease. You've been locked out of the cure. I heard from a friend once that there is nothing sadder in the world than an Alterletz, an elderly clown, somebody that when they're 90 years old, they still have a way of joking about heaven and hell. They have this sort of looseness. If the rabbi's collar is up, the whole shear may go out the window because it reminds them of something silly they once saw. Lightsonus is a... makes it like one's soul is wearing this impenetrable force field because everything is in good fun. I ain't harming anyone. It's just a joke. But the Mesilas Yesharim outlines how when things are just a joke, when life isn't taken seriously, Schaik v'kalos rosh margilin es ha'adam la'erva. It is a great escort towards sin and impurity. Margilin. It makes it habitual and it makes it inevitable. Lightsonus. Everything's a joke. The great Reb Shalom Shwadron, the Maggid of Yerushalayim, was in his mode, feeling it one day in his drasha, in the Zichron Moshe Shtibel. I believe it was between Kabbalah Shabbos and Marv when he would give his famous talks. The crowd was whipped up into a frenzy. The way that he could describe vividly the details of a story. Reb Shalom Shwadron with his catchphrases and an ability to make the crowd feel as if the lesson was tailor-made for each individual in the crowd. It was just working that day. The Vart was... well, it had the crowd in tears. And then afterwards, when people were inspired, ready to daven a booming Maariv, a fellow came over to the Maggid, Rav Shwadron, and said, a drasha like that, nobody could refute it. And Rav Shwadron responded, what are you talking about? Of course somebody could refute the drasha. He could even do it in just two words. The man, bewildered, said, yeah, what is that? Which words? Rav Shwadron's response, ha, ha. Because Lightsonus is like canola oil on top of your metal shield that makes the arrows of mussar and reproach slip right off and absolutely pointless. Helpless at piercing the heart to ever give over some real Torah to push one to change. Because it's just a joke. Everybody relax. People will make a mockery of the way a holy rabbi will shuckle. They will make fun of a face of a sage when he's studying. Look how he's kind of clenching his forehead. Kind of looks like a, well, yeah, what was that we just saw the other day? Hey, relax. Why are you mad at me for making fun of a rabbi? It's just a joke. But in the Torah's eyes, it is far from a joke. You can't study Torah. Because everything's a joke. And you have now taken the most powerful source in the world, your only hope, and barred yourself from it. Because you can't live life with Ema, with the slightest bit of Yira, and a bit of recess physio. Now, for clarity's sake, when we talk about lights on us and making a joke about things, it doesn't mean that having a good time and laughing from time to time is incorrect. Even though I do believe that there's a Gemara that says that that only then can one open up his mouth in total laughter and total happiness. That happens during the days of Oz, during the days of Messiah. But that's for a different talk, because I've seen holy rabbis do it, which must mean that I'm not well informed about other Gemaras that may permit it. But having a good time and laughing, of course. Simcha, happiness. It's kind of proof that you're doing things right if you're happy in a real way, in a content type of way. But what we are referring to here is just not taking matters seriously. I hope that I'll have some better judgment in a little bit to edit this following part out, because maybe it might not be suitable for the waves of the Motivation Congregation podcast. But I really believe that there isn't anything worse for a person's spirituality than the WhatsApp memes that people share about any concept or idea that is serious. You'll have a meme. I just saw something about a meme about burning chametz that was making fun of it. Something like, if you do this right when we do this on Pesach, it's almost like this. And it was making a mockery of the cancerous nature that is chametz on Pesach, because the Almighty, through infinite wisdom, told us that it's prohibited. But a fellow was just joking around, making a meme for fun, right? There is no cure for that disease. A meme, a ha-ha, could take an entire mother or father's seriousness in their avodas Hashem. They could become inspired overnight. And then with one ha-ha, one meme, one joke, one pun, a bit of mistimed, misplaced witticism, and they will destroy it all. There's no future. It's not exactly a laughing matter. What is the answer? Well, block those people that send you those memes. But what else? Well, we have a very clear-cut Masorah, a clear-cut tradition about how to deal with living life happily but taking life seriously. And to cut straight to the point, the Elder of Kelm told us that we take the word seriously when the Torah tells us the answer. The Torah tells us that lightheadedness, kalos rosh, zachus hadas, is the type of situation that Balkari will find himself. He takes everything with a light head, kalot rosh, light head. The opposite is the cure. A koved rosh, a heavy head. We read the words literally, the author said. You get for yourself a bowling ball head. Some heavy headness. That means that sometimes you have your head fall forward and keeping your head down. You keep your head with a COVID rosh as a sort of way that you just don't flip your head flippantly left to right like a bird. Everything is jostling you out of your seriousness, but a heavy head, not from left to right, not all around. You stay focused, composed, and centered with a heavy head. It isn't exactly easy to develop overnight. But what can be an impetus for having a heavy head is, I think they're kosher now, but looking at the wrapper of the candy, the Airheads, the balloon heads, the Airhead candy, this big old Airhead that just can fly around and look all over the place. Anything would be permitted, any joke allowed, any meme welcomed. That makes life very, very relaxed, open, calm, and happy with everything can go, no matter how immoral it is, because it's all just a joke. But a bowling ball head, a little bit of seriousness, a little bit of a COVID roche, at least at the times that you are engaged in a positive commandment, then having a seriousness about life, pushing off the looking of a funny meme from your friend during a hour-long Torah study session, a bit of bowling ball headness, yeah, that'll be a good place to start. You know, in the television, radio, and movie industry, I'm not exactly that well-versed in it, but from what I do know, one of the biggest proofs to this topic about Leitzonus and Erva really being connected and how even Torah can't save you is very much proved from this, because I don't believe you'll find a high-grossing book, radio show, television, or movie production, anything that's real comedy that isn't just packed with lowness, immorality, everything in good fun and jokes that just quickly leads to promiscuity, to other things that they're really trying to sell, but when things are jokes, you know, it's not exactly usher, it's just a joke. Quickly, things spiral out of control and lines are crossed. Al karchach, the aleinu, to live life with a little bit more seriousness, to care a little bit more about our soul, our journey, our unique kochos, heaven, hell, punishments, excitements, real pleasures, eternality, goals, aspirations, the will of the Almighty, the will of friends, the will of parents, and less about memes and jokes and about balloon-headedness. Because the shocking revelation is that whatever impurity and inappropriateness we currently live with, it may be easily purified, easily cured. We just need a little bit of Torah, be'emo, be'reses, ubezia, a little bit of Torah with some seriousness. But God forbid, even the slightest bit of inappropriateness, the low level of the impurity of the Baal Keri, he's still left hopeless, uncurable, because tzchayk v'kalos rosh margilin es ha'adam la'erva, the way that he lives with everything is just one big joke. That leitzonus, that ridiculing and that mocking of serious things that leads him to be suffering from a lethal illness that is uncurable. Kilom kedoshim, kilom gibayirim, kilom kedoshim.